The first thing we're going to do is we're going to review Torah Reisha and Zayin quick. And if anybody reviewed it on their own, it's going to be much, you're going to understand it better. If not, you're going to have to settle for a short review and we're going to take it from there. Because this Torah is very complicated. It's not an easy Torah, whether you realize it or not. There's different subjects in here that don't seem to hook up together very well. And now we're going to show how it does come together. Rabbi Nizal started off by saying, he started off with the topic of machlekes. Rabbi Nizal started off by saying that if a person has machlekes against him, the correct attitude to take in dealing with machlekes is not to gird yourself for battle. Because Rabbi Nizal said that a person who's involved in a machlekes, the one who's chalek against him is like digging towards him. If you jump into the battle also, it's like you're digging towards your opposition, which is going to help your opposition get to you much faster. Whereas if a person takes the attitude, when a person makes machlekes against them, they take the attitude, a passive attitude, of not battling against the person, but just the opposite, strengthening themselves with an anova, with a humbleness, v'nafshi ke'ofer l'chotia, and rather than battling against the other person, the person, instead of fighting back with bad, the person fights back with good, they pay back bad with good. Rabbi Nizal says that that person will certainly be zeichet to be victorious in his battle against those who are making machlekes against him. What's taich victory? The victory will come in one of two ways. Either if the person who's being chalik against him has any brains, he's going to see that, look what you're being chalik against. You would think that you're going to say nasty things or do nasty things towards this person. He would pay you back with an equal measure of nastiness. If you see that he's not doing that and he's paying you back with good, imagine how embarrassing it is to be chalik against such an individual. And we gave the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman Shigrinzal brings, that when Korach and his people were making machlekes against Moshe Rabbeinu could have taken an equally militant attitude against them. He didn't. The Torah tells us that he's the one who made the first move. He went to the homes of Dothan v'Aviram and he tried to talk to them. They refused. As a result, in other words, he went and made the move of Nafshi Ka'ofar. They didn't take it. The result was they were buried. This ditch, find them. This is the first chapter, the first paragraph that Rabbi Nizal discusses in this Torah. Then Rabbi Nizal goes on to say that this is all when those who are being chalik against the person are reshoim. Then we can do this type of analysis on what they do. Cut this, he's going to bury himself. Rabbi Nizal warns chas v'shalom. V'chol zeke shachalkim him reshoim. You try to pull this trick and this game with them, the only one who's going to get buried chas v'shalom is you. You try to think that you're going to be the one who's pacifying them when they're being mevaze you. You don't, there's no game to be played. The person has to take it the right way, has to understand what's being done. Rabbi Nizal explains, Shemirim Imunasnoisai, they're being mamtikdinim from him. And Rabbi Nizal showed how this is the concept of Bakomim Olai Moreim. He quoted the Pasuk by David HaMelech, Bakomim Olai Moreim Tishmana Oznoi Tzadik Atoma Yifroch. Rabbi Nizal explained that the Tomor is a symbol of Kedusha. The tomar is a symbol of Kedusha, the date palm, because the Pasuk says, Tzadik HaTomar Yifrach, the Tzadik is compared to a tomar, to a date palm. Tomar also symbolizes the Sitrachra, the Satan, Tumura, the Sefer Yetzirah. When it talks about the Satan or Tuma, it always refers to them, they are the Tumura, they mimic the Kedusha, they ape what's good. We know in Kedusha there's Ahavas Torah, there's Ahavas Tzadikim, Lahavdla and the Sitra Achra, there are also Ahavos, but they're called Ahavos Nefulos, they're called Chayvos. It's something that looks like something likable, enjoyable, but it's really fake. In Kedusha, there's a concept of Simcha, there's a concept of happiness. In Klipa, there's a corresponding concept of Schaik and Kalos Roish. It's also called happy, but it's a happy of evil, it's a happy that leads to Avera. So Rabbi Nizal says Tamar, the word Tamar could symbolize Tzadik, it could symbolize the Sitra Achra. Rabbi Nizal says, David HaMelech said, Ba'komim olai mereim, when the tzadikim come to do battle against me, tishmano oznoi, the only thing that I should hear out of the machlokes is the concept of tzadik hatomo yifroch, the concept of the hamtokas hadinim that's enacted by the tzadikim, their mamtik v'din, which is symbolized in the midos of Hashem, basically five times 320 dinim. This term applies specifically to this concept of the Chamisha Gevurais, these five times din. Now, we mentioned many times, but just like in Kedusha, everything in this world is Zachar and Nekeva. In Tumah also, Lahavdol, there's a Zachar and there's a Nekeva. There's a Duchra and Nukva of Klipa. So there's actually 320 of Zachar, 320 of Nekeva. Together is Bigimatria Tamar, this number 640, which is a unit of Din. So David HaMelech said, "Bakomim alay mareim kishman oznoi tzavet atama yifroch." I should be able to understand that this is the procedure of Hamtoka Sadin and being done on me by the Tzadik. This was the second paragraph in this Torah. For those who came in late, we're summarizing a Torah that we spent about 2-3 weeks learning on. We're summarizing it to be able to clarify it further. First we're reviewing, and then we're going to continue from there. Rabbein Zal, this Torah began talking about the topic of machlekes, that of how if a person's put into a situation where they have machlekes against them, you would say that somebody stands up, habola horgocha hashkim v'horgoy, but that's not always necessarily the best attitude, Rabbein Zal says, because Rabbein Zal says you picture a person coming to make machlekes against you like he's digging towards you, he's trying to get you, he's trying to dig towards you. If you stand up in opposition to the person, it's like you're starting to dig towards him. It's going to help him get to you, help him reach you faster. Whereas if a person takes the attitude as at times of v'nafshi ke'ofer lakol tihiyeh, he makes himself like dirt. The Gemara says just like the earth is something which people step on, they trample on it, and how does the earth pay this back? It pays them back only with good. It gives them produce, fruit, trees, everything. So to a person, if he makes himself like this offer, that to people who do evil to him, he pays them back with good, he's mishalim toivo tachas ro, success in any situation of machlokes. The way he battles against the person's efforts to come close to him, and Rabbein Zal says that there it's a totally different thing. There he's doing it to be mantik, to sweeten dinim from that person. That was the second, so this major topic of machlokes was the first discussion in this Torah. Then Rabbein Zal goes, now again, what is Rabbein Zal trying to bring out? What's the opposite of machlokes? Shalom. The opposite of machlokes is shalom. So Rabbein Zal says, you would think that this is the solution to get to shalom. No, the solution is this. Benafshi kafra lakotia, etc., etc. Then Rabbein Zal goes into a whole seemingly separate topic, where Rabbein Zal begins to talk about refuah. Rabbein Zal says that generally the power of refuah comes from the ground, because most medicines are made from herbs that grow in the ground. And Rabbein Zal says the best time for a person to be able to draw the medicinal powers from the earth is specifically the month of May. Number one, Rabbein Zal said the best place to draw refuah from is Eretz Yisrael, because the Gemara says that the earth of Eretz Yisrael draws its shefa first. And kaviyochel, the moshel that the Zohar HaKadosh gives is, it's like a person sitting at a table eating a meal, and the person has a dog in the house. So the Zohar HaKadosh says the people sitting at the table, that symbolizes the food of Eretz Yisrael. When they get finished with what they're eating, the scraps, let's say the bones that have a little meat on them, this, that, that's what they throw under the table to feed the dogs. Lahavdol, that's the distinction, as the Zohar Kodesh says, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Eretz Yisrael draws from real Shefa. Chutz Laretz, the people of Chutz Laretz, draw from the Tamtzis of Eretz Yisrael, the leftovers, the Shirayim of Eretz Yisrael, that's what's given to the people in Chutz Laretz. So it's understood that if anybody wants to draw any power from the earth, the best place to draw it from is Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbein Zal says the best time to draw it is around the month of May, which is Chodesh Iyar. That's the best time to draw a refuah from the ground. And Rabbein Zal says the main thing is Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbein Zal says we find Eretz Yisrael, when there is machlokes, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Kena'an. We find sometimes in the Torah Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz. The Gemara says Sam Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes it's called Eretz Kena'an. When is it called Kena'an? When there's machlokes. Because the Shelo HaKadosh says that one machlokes is Deiche Me'o Parnosos. A person that gets involved in a fight with another person, the Gemara says he can lose tremendous Parnosa through machlokes. This is what's brought. And the Gemara says that the word Kena'an means is actually a combination of two words, Kan Oni. So the term Kena'an, when it's used about Eretz Yisrael, refers to a concept of poverty, which is brought about through machlokes. So Rabbein Zal says this is the concept where the pasuk says, "Vayhi riv bein roye mikne Avram o vein roye mikne Loit vahaknami oz baretz." There was machlokes between the shepherds of Avram, the shepherds of Loit, and the Kenani war baretz. the Kanani word Ba'aretz, it means that in Eretz Yisrael was found a Bechina of Kanani, Kanoni, a loss. This resulted in a loss of Parnosa. Rabbi Nizal says, but when there's Shalom, then Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Stam, and then the Pasuk says, Eretz Nosno Yevula. Note, the Pasuk says right before this, Yaiducha Amim Alekim, Yaiducha Amim Kulam, all the nations of the world will praise Hashem, when there's going to be this Shalom. Yaiducha Amim Alekim, Yaiducha Amim Kulam, all the nations will praise Hashem together, there'll be a real unity. Then, Eretz Nosna Yevula, the fruit will give forth its fruit. Eretz Nosna Yevula, when? When there'll be this Achdus, when there'll be this Shalom. So Rabbi Nizal says, Rabbi Nizal says when there's Shalom, then it's called Eretz, and then it gives forth its product. And Rabbi Nizal says that's why the pasuk, the word Iyar, which symbolizes the month in which the plants begin to blossom, the word Iyar itself is the first letters of the pasuk called Oivai Yashuvu Yevoshu Raga. All my enemies will return and they'll be embarrassed. In other words, they'll be embarrassed, they'll stop making machlokes against me, they'll be too embarrassed to continue this machlokes against me. Rabbi Nizal says, because when there is this shalom, when a person's enemies are subdued, amichna, that's this bechina of shalom, that's when the Eretz is able to give forth, when there's shalom, you can have the power of refuah come forth b'shlemus, as is symbolized by the month of Iyar, which represents this shalom. Now, to pause here for a second, Rabbi Nizal explains in a different chapter on the Gemara, when a person gets sick, when a human being gets sick, how is sickness generally brought about? When there's shalom, there's refuah, there's good health. When there's machlokes, a person gets ill. Why? There's a pasuk that says, shalom larochek v'lakorev, omar Hashem urefosiv. Shalom urefosiv. When there's shalom, there's refuah. When there's machlokes, there's sickness. Why? Because the Sifrei Kabbalah explain each and every single item in creation is composed of Dalad Yesodos. It's made up of four things: Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofor, fire, air, water, and dirt. That's how Hashem made human beings. That's how Hashem created everything. When a person gets sick, what happens generally? There's a machlokes between the Dalad Yesodos within the body. When they're at peace with each other, when they keep a balance, when there's a balance kept between the hot and cold in a person's body, or between the ruach and the ofor, these things are all kept in check, then the person's in good health. When there's an unbalanced situation, a machlokes between the two, one tries to be gaver over the other, the cold in the body tries to get more than it's supposed to be, or the heat in the body tries to get too much, that's how a person gets sick. So sickness is symbolized by machlokes, refuah is symbolized by shalom. Rabbi Nizal says, shalom is also represented by this month of Iyar, which is the Rosh HaTevois called Oiva Yashuvu Yevoshu Raga, which means all the enemies will be removed. When the enemies are removed, there's shalom, there's peace. Anyone who would be an enemy is removed. That could happen through one of two ways. Either Yitamu Chatoim, either the fight stops, or the fighter is removed, is stopped. Either way, it generates a bechina of shalom, one of the two ways. That's one item. Now we note also, okay, now Rabbi Nizal takes off from here. So far we had the topic of machlokes, we had the topic of refuah, the topic of Eretz Yisrael, the topic of the month of Iyar, and then Rabbi Nizal goes into a discussion about the achila of Shabbos, how important and significant is the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. And Rabbi Nizal explains how that's a tikkun for Chilul Shabbos. He gave a whole deep explanation about a person's first zivug. When a person loses his first zivug, his steps become smaller. And Rabbi Nizal explained this is the whole concept of the difference between the mitzvahs that a person does during the weekdays. They can't walk properly. A whole explanation. We're not going to go into it now. But the next major discussion was the topic of Achilas Shabbos. How that the main kavod of Shabbos is achila, and that's the tikkun for chilul Shabbos. And that's how a person gives his mitzvahs an opportunity to walk before Hashem. Now, how does Shabbos fit into the picture of all the items that we mentioned so far? We know the pasuk is a pasuk that describes a person's subduing all of his enemies. The pasuk says lahashbis oyev umisnakim, to destroy, to put at rest all my enemies. When a person has an enemy, generally the pasuk says, "Omar oyev erdoif." An enemy is one who chases after a person. He's digging after the person to get to him. Shabbos is the bechina of menucha. We know machloikis means constant battle, pushing back and forth. When two people are pushing at each other or pulling, either way, that's the bechina of machloikis. Shabbos is the bechina of rest, menucha, which is the concept of shalom. This is why we have the term shalom, Shabbos shalom. The Zohar HaKadosh in many places refers to Shabbos as shalom. The word shalom is used synonymous with Shabbos because menucha is the symbol of the opposite of machloikis. Menucha is the opposite of machloikis. Shabbos is also the bechina of refuah. The Gemara says, Shabbos hi milizayk, refuah krov alavai, that the whole power of refuah comes specifically through Shabbos. Okay, so this is what we have so far. Now, to go first a little bit to the side, and then we're going to go into the Likutei Halachos. You'll note, number one, Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on a chapter in the Sefer Karnaim. There's a chapter there, a whole chapter, discussing the month of Iyar and explaining how the month of Iyar is tied into the Gimel Sudais of Shabbos. We're not going to go into the whole thing because it's very, very complicated, but just one or two remozim. Number one, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word we say in on Friday night, Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor, Bina Yisteshi Arbitzein Amal Mechusven Yinaleini, Nafshi Yishel Achayli Gamal Yitzhoi. Dishanto Vashemen Roishi, Dishanto Vashemen Roishi, Kaisi Revoya. What is Kaisi Revoya? What does Revoya mean? What? Excuse me?
Overflowing.
Overflowing. A concept of Sheva. Kaisi Revoya, my cup overflows. Now we know that the term Kais usually refers to din. The word Kais is Bigimatria Elohim, the Arizal says, which refers to din. This power of Lahashbis Oyev Umisnakim to smash a person's enemies, Shabbos. Lahashbis Oyev Umisnakim, this power, a power of din, a power of malchus, wine. The Pasuk says, V'yein malchus, Rov Kiyat HaMelech. Wine is red, which is a symbol of din, a symbol of destroying one's enemies. The Pasuk says about Shabbos, about this Kais of Kiddush that we use on Shabbos, Dishanto Vashem En Roishi, Kaisi Revoyo. The Karnaim says that the word, the Rav Shimshon Sfarpoyezal says that the word Revoya is Bigimatria Iyar, exactly. And Iyar is the month that represents this concept of smashing Oiva Yeshuvu Yevoi Shiroga, this power of subduing one's enemies. When this cup of wine which symbolizes this redness of Kiddusha, when a person takes this on Shabbos, this is what has the power to subdue, to destroy one's enemies completely, to help a person be zeichet to shalom. To help a person be zeichet to shalom. Now note, the concept of the Gimel Sudais that we eat on Shabbos are also a concept of shalom, from which comes forth Parnasa. We just said here that one machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch says machlekes achas, is deiche mea parnasais. You'll note that Shabbos is the bechina of shalom. Why? We have basically three sudais on Shabbos. According to the Sifrei Kabbalah, Friday night we say v'yanuchu v'o kol Yisrael. V'o is feminine. Shabbos morning, if you look in Shemoneh Esrei, we say v'yanuchu v'oi kol Yisrael. V'oi is masculine. So Friday night we have the female, Shabbos morning we have the male. That's the bechina of machlekes. There's a split between them. When we have the third Suda of Shabbos, the third Suda is the Machria, that's the peacemaker. When we say V'yanuchu Vam Kol Yisrael, Vam is them, now we bring the two together. So we see that the Gimel Sudais that a person has on Shabbos, once a person has these three meals symbolize a bringing about of Shalom. Because you can't really apply the term Shalom unless you have two. To use the word Shalom, this person is at peace with whom else? At peace generally means at peace with someone else. You have two who could be divided, on an issue, split, difference in opinion. When these two, who are two entities, when they combine and unite, and they compromise on a third view that's right up the middle, that's the bechina of shalom. We see this in the Gimel Sudais of Shabbos, and we mentioned many times before that this bom is begimatria zon. Hazon barach mavesakel, zon means mefarnes. this shalom that's brought about between these three, Ba'boy, brought together into Vom, this is what brings about the Shefa, the Parnasa of Shabbos. And again, Shefa coming from the ground either is symbolized in food coming from the ground, or the power of Refua, which also comes from the ground. Now the question is, where do we see that Shabbos symbolizes Shalom? The question is, what is the concept of Machlokes? When we say that there's a concept of Machlokes in the world, people constantly arguing, where does that stem from? We mentioned many, many times that any item that you have in this world must have a Mokar in Kiddusha. Where is the Mokar of Machlokes in Kiddusha? For this, we have two things. We have Mishnah and Gemara. Mishnah and Gemara. Mishnah, there are Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. There are six levels in Mishnayis. These Shisha Sidrei Mishnah correspond to the six Midas of Hashem, Chesed Gevura Tiferes, Netzach Chod Yesod, in which there is Machlokes. Chesed symbolizes the right hand of Hashem, Gevura is the left. Tiferes is the peacemaker. Netzach is Kaviyochel, the right foot of Hashem. Choyd is the left foot, Yesoid is the bris kodesh. Note, in this level of Hashem Kaviyochel, there's division. There's two which merge into one, two which merge into one. This corresponds to the Mishnah, to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which are filled with six attitudes of Machlokes. In the Mishnah, you find basically six types of divided opinion. One rabbi says kosher, one rabbi says posel. One rabbi says tohor, one rabbi says tomei. One rabbi says Osur, one rabbi says Mutter. These are basically the six types of opinions that could be, that represent Machlokes of Kiddusha, that represent the concept of Machlokes. When one goes on to the level of Gemara, in the Gemara generally, they'll explain the views and they'll try to bring about a shalom between these rabbis, meaning they'll try to determine what's the final halacha. And the best determination of halacha is when we can make shalom between these two rabbis. Many times the Gemara tries to show how what looks like a machlokes mishnah, really they're not arguing. This one was talking about one case, this one was talking about a totally different case. But basically they are in agreement. Or in general, the halacha will try to compromise between the two opinions. This concept, the Sifra Kabbalah brain, corresponds to the 6 days of the week, the fact that we have a division between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos. The 6 days of the week symbolize a concept of machlokes. Shabbos is the opposite of machlokes. Machlokes means constant pushing, pulling, constant movement. Whereas the Shabbos symbolizes menucha, rest. Menucha, rest, is a concept of peace. Note, the pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megur Yaviv, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live in peace. He wanted to relax. Relax is the concept of Shabbos. Kofatzel of Ruvzei Shel Yosef, the Machlokes, is what destroyed the peacefulness. Peacefulness symbolizing Shabbos. So this is the concept of the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos is the concept of Machlokes versus Shalom. This is how we connect the whole topic of Shabbos that Rabbi Nizal brings here, the concept, the importance of Achilas Shabbos specifically in helping to bring about this Shalom and the power of Refuah. Now we see an association between these two items. Now note, the month of Iyar is the only month of the year where the whole month is used for Sfiras HaOmer. We begin counting Sfira in the month of Nisan. Part half of Nisan, we count Sfiras, not really half. From the 16th day of Nisan is when we begin to count the Sfira. And in Sivan also, the first 5 days of Sivan, we're counting Sfira. But in Iyar, the whole month of Iyar is used for Sfiras HaOmer. You'll note, Rabbi Nizal brings in Sefer HaMidos about Sfiras HaOmer, that this mitzvah of Omer, where we say Hayoim Shisha Yamim La Omer, this mitzvah is misugal to help bring down one's enemies, to help destroy one's enemies. Why? Because the Gemara says this concept of Oiva Yeshuvo Yevoi Shiroga, when a person's enemy is toppled, the Gemara uses the term Meigra Rama Labira Miksa, that you have a person who's standing in very high, he's standing up very tall, trying to hurt somebody else. The enemies of the Jews who rose up to try to attack to harm the Jews, when they were destroyed, they were cut down, they were thrown into a ditch. Note this concept of Korach. He rose up against Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the result? He was put into a Bira Amikso, into a pit. Rabbeinu Zal brings it that the first letters of Meigra, Ramo, Lebiro Amikso, make up the Rosh Hashanah of the word Lo'imer. Hayoim Shnei Yomim Lo'imer. Hayoim Shleish Yomim Lo'imer. So this mitzvah, the counting of the Omer, is mesugol for destroying one's enemies. Which month is the is totally taken up with the counting of the Sphira? The month of Iyar specifically. The month of Iyar is mesugol for this destroying of one's enemies, this bringing about this Shoim that we spoke about. Now we'll go into Likutei Halachos for a minute, for a few minutes, not for a minute, to see how he explains and how he connects all the items in this Torah. For this we go into Yoredei Achelek Aleph. In the big ones, it's page 54. This is what we're going to see. Excuse me, it doesn't happen. You'll see, if possible, two people looking together. If every two people share one, there'll be enough for everybody. Page 54. And try to follow. It's a very easy Hebrew, so we'll go a little quicker. But we'll explain exactly what's being said here. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch called Bosor Shenesalim and Ayin. If meat, we know that there's a tremendous hakpada when it comes to meat, not that a person, let's say a butcher who's delivering meat to the home of a Jew, is never permitted to leave that meat out in the open where it would be possible, where there's nobody watching it, there's no religious Jew watching it, to protect it from the possibility of having a goy come along and exchange the kosher meat for treif. This halacha is called Bosor Shenesalim and Ayin. But Nosazal, this halacha is going to use this Torah to explain this halacha of Bosor Shenesalim and Ayin. And in doing so, he's going to connect every branch of this Torah in a fantastic way. Very, very simple. We'll start from the Aleph, the Hanire. What's written in this chapter on the Kudaman that we just discussed, She'ein Hadin Nimpak Elo B'Sharoshay, Rabbein Azal explained that when a tzaddik is chelik against the person, he's actually being mamtik dinim against the person. Why? Because din is a concept of machlekes, where the satan tries to wage war against the person, to try to arouse a kitrug in heaven against the person. They should punish the person. That's a form of machlekes. When a tzaddik on purpose goes and insults a person, let's say, or pushes him away, he makes machlekes against the person for the purpose of having this person get a washdown, so that the person should become purified by this, come closer to Hashem by this. Rabbeinu Zal says this is a concept of being mamtik the din in its sheirish. We say that whenever a person wants to sweeten a din, he has to go to the origin of the din, to the mokar of the din, and sweeten it there. For example, different tzaddikim who committed certain sins or types of sins, when it came the time the Rambam says, whenever a person does any type of sin, how does he correct it? By being put into the same exact situation again, the same test again, and he passes the test. When he does so, he not only corrects it for this time, but he could correct it for any time previously in his life that he fell victim to this test. He can be given credit now for cleaning it up. This is a concept of Ein Adin Nimtak Ela B'Sharoshay, that you must go back to this identical situation, to this identical place, to have the din sweetened or removed. V'alkein ikar tikin machlekes tesetrach roshu b'china sechli atmurois fal yidei machlekes tegdusha shehu sherish ha-machlekes ayin shom. Rabbein Azal explained over there that the main tikkun for the machlekes of the satan is through machlekes of kedusha. Rabbi Nosson Zal explains now, be'emes gam machlekes dikdusha bi'atzmat zvarecham tokav achra al-dei ha-sholim. Ki kishyesh machlekes afilu dikdusha azai adarabah him yechelam linak mishem chas v'shom. In truth, even when there's a debate in kedusha, when two rabbonim are debating an issue in halacha or anything like that, that state of machlekes is no good. And the tachlis of the machlekes is to bring about a sholem. If they leave an issue unresolved, that's not considered shleimus. Shleimus is when they resolve it by making peace with each other, by coming to a decision, a unanimous decision. Aval ikra ha-tikin shenestak machlekes desetrach ra'ideh machlekes digdusha shehu shorosham horak machma shemachlekes digdusha and machlekes klal. The reason why we say that a machlekes desetrachra can be fixed by a machlekes dikdusha is because when it comes to a machlekes dikdusha, it's not really a machlekes. When you see two people learning Torah and they're debating an issue and they look like they're really arguing, like they're angry at each other, they're having a fierce debate, it just looks that way. In truth, there's only love between them, if things are right. Because within machlekes dikdusha, the purpose is always to bring about a shalom. Valkena, idei machlekes dikdusha, nimtak machlekes desitrachra. Ki machlekes dikdusha, nechlelas b'shalom, esbat al machlekes.
Rav Moshe Zal says now, V'ikar ha-shalom shel ha-machlekes l'yedei Shabbos. The main concept of bringing about shalom in a machlekes is through Shabbos. B'chinas Shabbos shalom. As the Zohar Kodesh and the Gemara many times refer to Shabbos as a concept of shalom. Ki ha-shabbos oiseh shalom bein ha-machlekes. Why? Ki ha-machlekes dikdusha hu b'chinas shisha sivrei mishnah. Machlekes dikdusha is always represented by the six levels of mishnah. Bechinas osur umutur tamei v'tohar kosher posel shehein bechinas sheishis v'me'achoyah. They correspond to the 6 days of the week. V'ikar tikkun sheishis v'me'achoyah. The main tikkun for the 6 days of the week is huayidei Shabbos. Ki Shabbos oiseh sholem bein ha-machlekes dikdusha. Shabbos represents a bringing about of peace to this machlekes. Shehu bechinas sheishis sivrei mishnah bechinas osur umutur. Through Shabbos, Shabbos is what brings about a tikkun for anything that a person did during the 6 days of the week. Because Shabbos is a bechina of tshuva. Just like we said, when a person commits a sin, how does he correct it through tshuva? Rabbi Nizal brings many times, Shabbos is the symbol of tshuva. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. Shavto is the letter Shabbos. Nimtzo, she'ikar tikkun ha-machlekes is tshuva, she'en kim she'es me'achel. We said that the 6 days of the week represent machlokes. Shabbos represents shalom. The trick is to use the shalom to resolve the machlekes, to take the shalom and smear it over the machlekes. Which means that if we say that the main mitzvah on Shabbos is achilas Shabbos, the eating of Shabbos, then the main thing is to take the achilah of Shabbos and smear it over the weekdays. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'ikar kol Shabbos achilah b'shvil zeh, ikar ha-kidusha, she'tzricha l'hamshech kidusha Shabbos al shesh me'achol, ho ikar hu binyonei achilah. The main kiddusha of Shabbos that we have to try to draw into the weekdays is the achilah of Shabbos. Kemoi shem razal al shamay hazokin, like the Gemara says about Shamay, shekol yomav hoya oichel lechvoy Shabbos, that all of his days he used to eat with keeping Shabbos in mind. Motza behema noef, he would find a nice animal on Sunday, oimer, he would say zu lechvoy Shabbos, he would put it aside for Shabbos. The Gemara says if on Tuesday he found a better one, he would take the one that he set aside on Sunday and use it, and he would say, this is for Shabbos. So the Gemara says we find that the whole week he was busy thinking about the eating of Shabbos, preparing the food for Shabbos. So he used the weekdays for the Achilah Shabbos. Hillel, the Gemara says, Hillel took a different attitude. What was Hillel's attitude? What did Hillel do?
He ate what he got for himself
in the beginning of the week. And so how is it related to Shabbos? How is he making the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos?
That whenever he got something, he would pass the look into something new and then eat what he had already gotten in the previous day that he had get the Shabbos.
That was Shammai, right? Shammai would find something good, he would set aside for Shabbos.
So what's that for Shammai? He would wait each day.
He would wait each day for what? Nobody remembers. Nobody remembers. We'll see afterwards. Just a minute. So now Rav Nizal says, but in any case, we see the Gemara emphasizes this point that they used to be thinking the whole week, they used to make the food of the whole week be related to Shabbos. Kamo Shikos, as the Pasuk says, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, and the Gemara Darshan, Zochreyu Me'echod B'Shabbos, Kamo Shepirosh Rashi B'Chumish, to keep in mind Shabbos from Sunday. But starting Sunday, if he should be looking the whole week to find something good for Shabbos, if he finds a fruit or anything that's special, to set it aside for Shabbos. Rabbi Nizal says now, Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtza she'ikar ha-kidusha she'tzrichan l'kadesh she'shis in ha'chayel, l'hamshich aleim kidusha Shabbos, hu binyan achila. Ki ho'ikar ma she'tzrichan l'hamshich kidusha Shabbos l'shesh me'achayel, hu rak b'shvil sakein machlekes v'sidrachra. The main reason, what's our reason for trying to draw Shabbos into the weekdays? Because we said the weekdays represent machlekes, Shabbos represents shalom, right? So Rabbi Nizal says now, therefore, ואלו ההכלי התמוראיס הם בחינס ניצוצאיס שנפלו עד ישבירס כלם שמשם מניקוסם כידוע, ואלו הניצוצאיס נפלו בכל מיני מייכל. This whole concept of machlokes, where does it come about? This whole concept of machlokes, when Hashem created the world originally, and we said there was a shviras hakelim, there was a situation where kaviyochel Hashem tried to contain his light within certain midos, within a keli called chesed, a keli called gevura, a keli called teferes, and these kelim originally were not powerful enough to contain the light of Hashem, and they burst. What happened was, as a result of this, there was kedusha that fell into the hands of tuma. Part of this light that was contained within these kelim of kedusha fell into the hands of tuma. So as a result, there became this heichle hatmurais, a concept where nitzutzais of kedusha fell into the hands of the satan. This is how the Arizal says we have a whole concept of Avraham Avinu, a big tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, coming from parents like Terach, who was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. How is this brought about? Through this shviras hakelim originally. All of these sparks of kedusha that fell from the kelim that were in and fell into the possession of tuma, many times this is manifested clearly by this concept of tzaddik ben rasha. We find that tzaddik coming from a rasha. This is because in that beginning of creation, when this accident, in a sense, happened, it resulted in kedusha falling into the hands of tuma, which brought about this whole concept of a heichle hatmurais, which is this concept of yesh hevel al oretz sheyesh tzaddikim shemagi alem k'maisa harishoim. There are tzaddikim who get what comes from, who come from rishoim. There are rishoim that come from tzaddikim. This is this whole concept of a switch. We would say that normally tzaddik should come from tzaddik, rasha should come from rasha, and we see the two being flipped around back and forth. This whole thing came from that shvira sakelim. How was that shvira sakelim brought about? Through the achila of the eight sadas. Adam Arishan ate from the eight sadas, which was this mixture of toiv ora, good and bad, this concept of machlokes. It wasn't one item, it was good and bad mixed together. This is what resulted in this concept of the shvira, this is what affected the shvira sakelim and the whole concept of bringing death to the world, machlekes to the world. Death is the main concept of the machlekes of the sitrachra, where a person, the chas v'sholem, really suffers this nefila, this me'igra ramola bira miksa. Rav Nosson Zal, we're not going to go into the whole thing later. If a person wants to check it himself, he can check. Rav Nosson Zal says, we find, for example, this is the whole, when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, what resulted of it? The 39 klolos. The Gemara says Hashem cursed Adam 10 curses, Chava 10 curses, the snake 10 curses, and the earth itself was cursed 9 curses. A total of 39 curses through the eating of the Eitz Hadas, this pigam in achila, this achila that wasn't proper. This is what brought about the whole concept of the 39 malachas that we're required to do during the week, the 6 days of the week. We're doing malacha, basically 39 malachas. Because of this pigam and achila, Shabbos, which is the symbol of achila v'kdusha, Shabbos, which is the symbol of achila v'kdusha, this is why on Shabbos we're freed from these 39 malachas. By abstaining from the 39 malachas, this is how we attempt to correct the pigam and achila of Adam HaRishon. This is how we attempt to correct this machlokes that was brought about, this separation, the whole concept of machlokes where we don't have a clarity in the Gemara, the whole thing that resulted in the Mishnah of kosher, posel, tamei tor, osam muta, how did that result? Through Adam HaRishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, toiv ora, as a result, this toiv ora fell into the Torah itself. Where now these items are mixed together, there is this machlekes in the Torah, where it's very hard for us to determine what the actual halacha psuka is. This was all the result of an achila shalei b'kdusha. Therefore, the tikkun for all of this machlekes is the achila b'kdusha that we have on Shabbos. The rest also pertains to the actual halacha of basav hanshesamayim, but we're not going to go into it for now. We'll leave it at this for now. But in any case, Rav Nosson Zal here has explained how this concept of machlekes versus shalom, ties into the whole concept of the significance of achila Shabbos fixing up the 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week are the symbol of machlekes. The achila of Shabbos is the symbol of shalom. Hold it over here for now. Any questions? Any questions on this topic?
What you're saying was
No, you have six. Kosher, pasul, tameh, tohar, os. Ah, you're saying in the spheres itself you seem to have a machriya. The answer is the machriya isn't really centered. Because the Sefer Kabbalah brings that, in other words, you would say Tiferes is right in the middle. It's not. It's a little bit to the right. Yisoid is right in the middle. It's not. It's a little bit to the left. So in a sense, we can say that those are also still a bechina of machlokes. You understand? So therefore, all six spheres of Hashem, those symbolize a concept of machlokes. The seventh, that's the symbol of Shalom, Malchus. In other words, the whole concept of a Melech is only when there's peace. When there's Machlekes, there's anarchy. There's no concept of a Melech. When does the Melech sit on his throne? When there's Shalom.
But is it possible to say which is specifically
the other way? I don't know. In other words, I don't know if this is brought in any way. If they actually associate them, these specific six, with the six Midas Lashon. Any questions?
How does a
coast,
that's only four, represent peace?
How does a
coast?
No, no, no.
Coast is the twin.
Right. It represents the Yidin being zeichet to a peace by being able to destroy their enemies. We mentioned the Pasuk says, Lahashbis oyev unisnakein. To be able to destroy one's enemies, Rabbi Nezal brings in the Talmud Gemara, for example, the Pasuk says, V'chataisi miponov tzorov. Hashem says, I will cut away, I will slice away from before the Jews their enemies. Rabbi Nezal brings in the chapter on the Gemara that the first letters of V'chataisi miponov tzorov make up the word tzorim. When a person fasts, that's a tremendous segula to get rid of any enemies. If a person has enemies that are battling against him, Rabbi Nezal brings through Tainus, a person could resolve the situation. Why? Because as we mentioned here, what brought about the machlekes in the world, this whole concept of machlekes, it was a pigam in achila. When Adam Rishon ate what he wasn't supposed to, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, which had toivora mixed together in it. As a result, because he chose that over the Eitz HaChaim, in which everything was smooth and peaceful, he chose the combination of good and bad. As a result, Hashem made it that now the Torah, Hashem gave a Torah to Bnei Israel. Why should there be any confusion in the Torah? Hashem couldn't present the Jews with a culture that's very straightforward, very smooth, very easy. Why the machlokes? The answer is the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that that's the way it was supposed to be originally. Had Adam HaRishon not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, everything would have been very clear to the Jews. The whole concept of Torah would have been very clear. Because he was plaguing in this Tevora, as a result, he's the one who made it difficult for all of us now. Now, anyone who wants to come close to Hashem has to suffer by going through this battle, this difficulty of trying to separate the good from the bad. This is the whole concept of ripe fruit. We find all the items that Hashem created. There's a klipa, there's a covering over it. You want to eat an orange. Why did Hashem create an orange with a shell over it? Where first you have to trim off the bad before you can get to the good. Almost any fruit item or vegetable, all of these items come with a klipa. Why? Again, this is all because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas, which was Toivara. As a result, because he selected that, now any person who wants to get to Toiv has to first separate the Ra from it, has to first go through this process of distinguishing the Toivara, making a showing between them. So Rav Enzal says, this can either be accommodated through one of two ways. If a person fasts, that's a form of a tikkun for achila. When you're fasting, you're showing that you recognize that the mistake was in achila, and therefore by abstaining for the kavod of Hashem, that's how you correct this problem, and you're able to resolve any machlekes, any enemies you have who are making machlekes against you. This will help you to subdue them, to overcome. Rav Enzal brings there another way of doing it is, if a person eats an achila d'kdusha, when do we find an achila d'kdusha? Where do we find a mitzvah, a major mitzvah of eating? That's specifically by Shabbos. More than any yontif or any other time, the main case where we find a mitzvah, a specific mitzvah d'oraisa of eating three sudais, is on Shabbos. So by doing that also, by eating on Shabbos also, the food and drink that a person eats and drinks on Shabbos has a power to subdue one's enemies. Now, to subdue one's enemies, you can do it either through kindness sometimes, by being convincing, or sometimes the person has to use strong-arm tactics. He has to smack someone, and he shows them that he can fight. That teaches him not to start up with him anymore. The kiddush that we drink on Shabbos, that's a bechin of din. It's red. The yayin is edom, which is red, which is din. Shabbos, on Shabbos, we are given certain mitzvahs, such as this Kiddush that we drink on Shabbos, this overflowing redness, this power of red, this power of din, for what purpose? To be able to use it to subdue the enemies. The Zohar HaKadosh says that on Shabbos, all klipos, v'chol dinin nisabra minu, all din, the power of din is removed and subdued. How? By us drinking this item in the form of mitzvah, because Hashem commanded us to do this, we're able to draw the power of this to subdue. We're able to draw this din and use it to subdue our enemies. This is why the word revoya is begimatria iyar, which is the symbol of this oiva yashuvu yevoshuraga, a subduing of my enemies. You understand? How did the Yidden subdue the land of Mitzrayim, come to peace with Egypt? They smashed them. They used the power of din, the might of Hashem. This Zroyan Atvi, Hashem took them out. This is how the Jews came to a peace with the land of Egypt.
Hello. We're going to check that. Hello. We're going to check that. Hello. We get something that would bother us for Shabbos. Hello, we'd be changing it during the week. That Hillel would get something new, he would change it right away. So what he had.
We'll see. Let's check.
All
right, then we'll check.
Bring it up to the mat.
Just a second. The Gemara says, Tanya, we learned that a Braisa. Amru olav al Shammai HaZokein, Koli Amal Tayyarech L'Chay Shabbos. They said about Shammai HaZokein that his whole life he used to eat for Shabbos. All 7 days of the week he was eating L'Chay Shabbos. Motza behemo, Noah, if he found a good behemo, Oimer Zula Shabbos. He would say, I'm setting this aside for Shabbos. Motza acheres Noah Heimenu, when Shammai found the second behemo that was better than it, Meiniach es Hashnia, Voichles Rishono. He would leave alone the one that he had set aside first in the beginning, and he would keep this one, the better one, the one that looked better than the first one that he set aside for Shabbos. So in this manner, his whole life he was eating, in other words, all 6 days of the week, he had the food of Shabbos in mind. The Gemara says, Abel Hillel HaZokin, Mida Acheres Leisalai. But Hillel HaZokin had a different attitude, Shekumas of L'Shem Shemayim. By him, all of his actions were L'Shem Shemayim, Shem Arbarach Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. Meaning, what did Hillel do? This wasn't Machlokes. Hillel also, in other words, if Shammai was doing such a good thing, would Hillel not cash in on this? The answer is no. Only Hillel held Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, meaning he tried to draw the Shabbos into Sunday. He tried to eat on Sunday with the same type of Kiddusha. In other words, what makes the eating of Shabbos important? The fact that it's mitzvah. He tried to see to it that his eating during the weekdays should also be an achilah mitzvah. Whether it be for Sudas mitzvah, he tried to find the Kiddusha that was found in the 6 days of the week. That was better than it. Meiniach es Hashnia, Voichles Rishono. He would leave alone the one that he had set aside first in the beginning, and he would keep this one, the better one, the one that looked better than the first one that he set aside for Shabbos. So in this manner, his whole life he was eating, in other words, all 6 days of the week, he had the food of Shabbos in mind. The Gemara says, Abel Hillel HaZokin, Mida Acheres Leisalai. But Hillel HaZokin had a different attitude, Shekumas of L'Shem Shemayim. By him, all of his actions were L'Shem Shemayim, Shenem Arbarach Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. Meaning, what did Hillel do? This wasn't Machlokes. Hillel also, in other words, if Shammai was doing such a good thing, would Hillel not cash in on this? The answer is no. Only Hillel held Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, meaning he tried to draw the Shabbos into Sunday. He tried to eat on Sunday with the same type of Kiddusha. In other words, what makes the eating of Shabbos important? The fact that it's mitzvah. He tried to see to it that his eating during the weekdays should also be an achilah mitzvah. Whether it be for Sudas mitzvah, he tried to find the Kiddusha that was found in the 6 days of the week.